I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with a special edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Today, October 17th, 2020, marks the 80th anniversary of this radio station. At one time, it was called WBKY, and today we're going to hear from the first program director of the radio station.
The roots of WUKY are founded in WBKY out of Beattyville, which originated from a man named Elmer Sulzer, who was here at UK and had set up these listening centers throughout eastern Kentucky to deliver educational content to these mountain communities. Those listening centers eventually became WBKY, a station that was housed in Beattyville but managed by UK. We don't have an interview with Elmer, but as part of our History of Broadcasting in Kentucky Oral History Project, we do have an interview with Ruth Fox Newborg, who was the first director of WBKY.
He was a very dedicated person. I mean, he was really so enthused about doing this. And even before he got the idea of a local county station, he had spent I don't know how many years, probably 10, tracking up those mountain roads, which is nothing but rocks and gullies, and some places you had to walk up creeks or creeks, as they call them, to get to any of these places. Mm-hmm. He went into unbelievable country, the mountains, and he wanted so badly to take educational broadcasting to these mountain people, and he would go into county after county after county with these little commercial radio receivers so they could pick up the 50,000 watt clear channel stations on them. He did have a dream.
And that dream was a radio station that would be broadcasting to these communities.
And so Ruth Fox becomes the first program director, if you will, or radio director. And her job was to teach these people how to become broadcasters.
And she didn't really have a whole lot of experience.
You have no idea what a tyrannical director I was. I went right by a stopwatch. I had been trained. I didn't know any other way. A 15-minute program ran 14 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's exactly how long they ran. I think the reason I didn't scare them off is because they had had no familiarity with radio whatsoever, and they figured this was the way it worked.
So the first broadcast took place on October 17th, 1940, to great fanfare.
There was clearly great enthusiasm and commitment. But there was just one problem. The problem was the broadcast wasn't reaching the local communities. WBKY being a partnership between UK and Beattyville School District, the school district had a hard time continuing to justify the expense when the signal just wasn't being reached by the local communities. So eventually the plug had to be pulled and Ruth Fox Newborg had to move on professionally.
I don't think I realized until the very last that it wasn't going to work. Mm-hmm. Sulzer and I, near the end, it was beginning to get a little touchy because the school board was down my neck. As do you know, when are we going to hear what we're paying for? So then I would write Mr. Sulzer and I say, when in the world are the receivers coming? Mm-hmm. And so near the end, I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. I knew how hard I was working and how all these people volunteering their time, giving up whatever they wanted to do to come in there and actually work hard to perform. And I'm sure that a lot of them didn't realize that a lot of people weren't listening to them. I certainly didn't announce to anyone, you know, there's no one out there. Mm-hmm. They just came in and went on the air and did what they were supposed to do.
But it wasn't a total loss. Sulzer eventually moved the station to the UK campus, where it remained until very recently when we relocated to our current facility on Spur Road.
And in this final clip, Ruth reflects on that legacy of this original initiative and its impact on educational broadcasting.
I think a lot of people must have heard about it. And it must have gotten the idea. Educational broadcasting wasn't that prevalent at that time. But I think the idea of a community pitching in and helping with an educational program, I think it certainly did sow some seeds that must have taken root somewhere.
Boy, I'll say, 80 years now and counting. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.